The judges ruled that the three should not be sent back to camps in Khartoum, as conditions there were unduly harsh. The three had appealed a ruling by the Asylum and Immigration Tribunal that would have sent them back to the Sudanese capital. The court ruling means that hundreds of Sudanese who fled violence in Darfur can now remain in Britain at least until the government's petition is heard by the House of Lords. A statement by the Home Office Border and Immigration Agency expressed disappointment at the decision, saying the court had not found that non-Arab Darfuris would face mistreatment in Khartoum. One of the three appellants, Naruddin Mohammed, who says he escaped from Darfur after being tortured, told VOA he has no doubt what would happen to him if he is sent back to Sudan.
Definitely, if you send you back, you just mean it means the end of your life. Maybe they will kill you. It sounds that they didn't send us back.
James Smith, who is with a group called Aegis Trust, a non-governmental organization that has been acting on behalf of the Darfuris, said the battle for them to remain in Britain is far from over. He said if the government wins its appeal, his organization would present new evidence that proves that the Darfuris would be victimized should they be sent back.
This is important, first of all, to protect the few hundred that have escaped the atrocities. And they are just a drop in the ocean compared to the millions that remain at risk out there. But now they're on the shores of Britain, we believe that we have an obligation to protect them.
Smith added that the actions of the British government are undermining all the tough talk by Prime Minister Tony Blair and other Western leaders against the humanitarian crisis in Darfur. Tendai Maposa for VOA News, London.